This is the Better Than Before Betrayal Podcast, episode number 74, Vulnerability. Have you or someone you know experienced betrayal from a husband's pornography use, sexually compulsive behaviors, or other forms of infidelity? Hi, I'm Ruthie. I'm a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a life coach certified through the Life Coach School. In this podcast, I will share my experience of growth and healing as I have learned tools and concepts to help me take responsibility for my own happiness, find peace, confidence, and become a stronger version of myself. Come with me and let me show you how to have a life that is better than before betrayal. Hi there. Welcome. I am so glad you're joining me today. I want to talk about vulnerability. What is vulnerability to you? What thoughts come to your mind when I say the word vulnerability? In your opinion, is vulnerability a good thing or a bad thing? I'm going to start by defining vulnerability. It's an interesting word to define because people have different opinions about it. Different definitions even. So Webster's dictionary defines it this way. Definition is capable of being physically or emotionally wounded, open to attack or damage. Synonyms include defenseless, exposed, helpless, susceptible, undefended. When you think of it this way, is vulnerability a good thing or a bad thing? Does it sound like strength or weakness? Dictionary.com lists this same definition as I just read. It also includes another definition. Willingness to show emotion or to allow one's weaknesses to be seen or known. Willingness to risk being emotionally hurt. It adds, the foundation for open communication consists of honesty, trust, and vulnerability. When you think of it this way, is it a good thing or a bad thing? Does it sound like strength or weakness? I find this fascinating. If we think about it, the definition of being capable of being wounded, it sounds like there's no way not to be vulnerable, right? We're all capable of being wounded, whether we like it or not. This is out of our control. As many of us, no, all of us have discovered. I suggest that there is no way to avoid being vulnerable. How does that land? Might bring some discomfort. Many of us were taught that being vulnerable was a bad thing. It is weak. Were you taught this? If you were taught this, do you think it was intentional or not? Do you hold on to this idea of vulnerability being weakness? A willingness to show emotion or to allow one's weaknesses to be seen or known. Willingness to risk being emotionally hurt takes courage. It takes courage to be vulnerable on purpose. Why be vulnerable on purpose? This sounds rather uncomfortable, right? So why would we want to invite vulnerability? Why would we want to develop vulnerability as a characteristic? Vulnerability for growth, for connection. That's why. We can learn to embrace vulnerability for greater growth. We can be all in a relationship without knowing the outcome. How does that sound? Being all in a relationship without knowing the outcome This takes vulnerability. It takes courage. It takes faith. We can be all in our relationships. We can be vulnerable on purpose. And we can show and share our emotions as we let our weaknesses be seen. As we have the courage to be known by our husbands, we can be authentic. This is what I'm working on. Vulnerability for self-identity. When do you feel vulnerable? Can you accept yourself with all of your weaknesses and flaws and not have anything to hide? Do you want to let someone else in for connection? This is living in integrity. Do you want to let your husband know you and see you? We can learn a great deal from what our husbands show us of what they see. You may have to use some careful consideration of what he says. Be open to what is true and what you are pretending not to know. Jennifer Finlayson Fife asks a great question when she invites us into self-introspection. She suggests asking ourselves, what am I pretending to not know that's damaging to the relationship? We often want our relationships to be validating. We all love validation, of course. And are you willing to be vulnerable, to be known for your growth and connection, not just seeking validation, seeking to be known? Again, vulnerability is not weakness. It takes courage. Brené Brown says that people who are willing to be vulnerable have more self-acceptance. They know they make mistakes. They're open about it. We all have weaknesses. We are pretending when we want others to believe that we don't have weaknesses. And pretending is lying. Being open doesn't mean that we have to shout our weaknesses from the rooftop. We don't have to wear a sign that lists all of our weaknesses. We can just admit them to ourselves and our close people that are, in fact, very flawed. We can admit that we are flawed. We're a work in progress. That will bring connection, that openness. Interestingly, when we are hiding something, we may feel, quote unquote, vulnerable. But actually, vulnerability is a strength. Hiding makes us feel fragile, fearful, not strong. Have you experienced this? So here's an example. Have you ever told a lie? Do you consider it a small lie or a white lie? As you can imagine, I have some thoughts about this idea of small or white lies. They all chip away at our integrity. Not good results, in my opinion. So, to what extent did you go to cover up your lie? Did you have to tell more lies to support the first lie? How long did you keep this secret? How did you feel? Did you feel fearful of getting found out? Did you get found out? Or did you come forward and tell the truth on your own? How did you feel as you were trying to keep this secret? Did it feel good? Was it a lot of work? Was it exhausting at times? Were you scrambling at times to hide it? Would you say you felt vulnerable because you were trying to hide the truth and there was a possibility that you would get caught? This doesn't sound like a fun way to live. Do you think your husband can relate to this scenario? Do you think your husband thinks vulnerability is a good thing or a bad thing? Now, contrast this with being open and honest, vulnerable on purpose. Have you had this experience when you faced the discomfort of admitting a mistake and didn't try to hide it? Acknowledging that you are not perfect? It may be uncomfortable for a time. That time will likely not be very long. The discomfort of pretending to not make mistakes and then being discovered that you do make mistakes, that's much more embarrassing than admitting that you aren't perfect and sometimes do make mistakes, right? What do you think? Do you think vulnerability is a good thing or a bad thing? Has what I shared today made you a bit more curious about it? Do you want to learn to be more vulnerable? Would you like to start being vulnerable for connection and see if your husband will follow suit? Can you see how being vulnerable on purpose can help you as you work to make your life better than before betrayal? Vulnerability for growth. That's what I'm working on. Do you want to join me? Come on, let's do it. Thank you for listening. I hope that I see you soon. Bye. Thank you for joining me. I hope that what I have shared today is helpful and hope-filled for you. If you know someone that would find this podcast helpful, please share it. If you have questions about this or any topic that you'd like to understand more deeply, to help you take responsibility for your own happiness, to find growth and healing from what you have experienced, please go to betterthanbeforebetrayal.com and schedule a time to chat with me. I'd love to answer questions for you. See you soon.